Let us pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the opportunity to know you. Please grant us your grace and courage to forgive others as you have taught us to do. In Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Good morning. Our first lesson for today tells us about Joseph, who was sold by his brothers to Egypt, but he found favor with our Lord, and he became second in command to Pharaoh during the famine in Egypt. His brothers came to Egypt to buy food because there is also a famine in the land of Israel. He recognized them, but they did not recognize him or expect him to have such a powerful position. He later revealed himself to his brother, saying, "I'm your brother, whom you sold to Egypt." He cautioned them not to be distressed or angry with themselves. He let them know that God has sent him before them to preserve lives. Joseph has the courage to forgive his brothers. Is that not what Jesus wants us to do? Let us take a step back and put ourselves in Joseph's brother's shoes. What were their feelings after learning that their brother, whom they sold to Egypt, has become the second in command to Pharaoh? Were they scared and worried? Were they expecting a retaliation or bitterness from their brother Joseph? Do they believe him when he told them not to be angry with themselves? Let's look at it. What is forgiveness? The definition of forgiveness, according to the dictionary, is the act of pardoning another person. In Greek, the word forgiveness literally means to let go. Now, do we find it easy to forgive? We forgive others when we let go of resentment for the hurt or loss we have suffered. The Bible teaches us that unselfish love is the basis for true forgiveness, since love does not keep account of the injury. Jesus taught us through the Lord's Prayer to forgive. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. Jesus also teaches us through the Bible that when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Also, the Bible tells us to be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other just as Christ forgave us. Forgiveness is a very important part of our faith and our Christian experience. It is part of our relationship with God. However, forgiveness is not an easy action at all. In some situations, it can be a real test to our faith and our belief. It is a hard work, and it is through the grace of God that we learn to forgive others. Not long ago, I listened to the story of a grieving mother from Minnesota on 60 Minutes segment that inspired me about forgiveness. In February 1993, Mary's son, Bird, was shot to death during an argument at a party. He was 20 and Mary's only child. The killer is a 16-year-old kid named Osha Israel. He was tried as an adult and sentenced to 25.5 years in prison. During this time, Mary asked the authorities if she can meet with O'Shea at Minnesota's Stillwater State Prison. She's a devout Christian. But she felt compelled to see if there's some way, if somehow she could forgive her son's killer. They met. After their meeting, Mary forgave her son's killer. Hosea served 17 years in prison before being released. When Hosea was released from prison, Mary became a mother figure and a mentor to her son's killer. She introduced him to her landlord, and who, with Mary's blessing, invited Hosea to move into the same building as her. Today, they live just close, but they are very close. Mary now created an organization called From Death to Life that allows families of victims of violence to heal and reconcile. The story of this lady and her courage to forgive her son's killer inspired me to forgive people that has hurt me or let me down. And I do believe this story is talking about to all of us today about forgiveness. Many of us can relate to family feud, and inability to forgive each other often put a strain and being dent to the relationship. The inability of husband and wife not to forgive each other brings in communication problems. Before they realize it, their family drifted apart and their children are paying heavy price. Some of this relationship ends because no one can live under such pressure. Inability of mother-in-law and daughter-in-law not forgiving each other. Inability of son-in-law and father-in-law not forgiving each other, or let the past go. Parents having conflict with their children, and both sides inability to forgive each other. We have neighbors fighting over years because somebody crossed somebody's lawn. In work environment, some employees intentionally and knowingly create a hostile environment for their colleagues. In this situation, our faith can be tested. However, we must forgive and pray for those people that had hurt us or people that let us down. Forgiveness of others brings us peace. It releases us from carrying anger and resentment around. Forgiveness is a hard-working process. But as Christians, we must forgive others and let it go. Because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Recently, a friend of mine and I were sharing our stories of our last conversation with our parents before they died. My friend's dad called him in the morning when he was at work. He told his father that he would call him back because he cannot stay on the phone while at work. Before he can get back home to call his dad, he has died. About 14 years ago, I lost my mother during my visit to Nigeria. I had a lovely conversation with my mother during this visit. The day she died, we have good conversation. We discussed about changing our glasses, and I told her that my family and myself will be visiting my in-law in the other town, and when we come back, we're going to sit down and talk and before I leave back to the States. She came back out later and about to tell me something, and I said, "What do you want to tell me?" And she said, "I'll tell you when you come back." Within an hour later, I lost my mother. I'm sharing these stories with you because imagine if my friend and I were not in good relationship with our parents. What would we be saying today? What do we share about? When my friend and I were talking, we're talking about how our parents are strict with us. My mom is very strict. His father is very strict. But realizing when we're talking, both of us are giving glory to God because of how they put our feet in God's way. How what they gave us to continue to live on. We give glory to God for that. So I'm sharing these stories with you in that, are you ready to forgive those people that have hurt your feelings or let you down? Forgiving someone does not mean that we are pretending or denying that the behavior never happened. Forgiveness is not that we are excusing the inappropriate behavior of individuals or approving their act. Forgiveness does not mean that we are condoning any abuse or allowing someone to take advantage of us or overlooking the criminal act of individuals. Forgiveness is a choice and it's a process. It is through the grace of God that we're able to let whatever that was done to us go. But as Christians, I encourage us not to live a life that is full of anger and resentment. We cannot allow ourselves to be imprisoned by hatred. We are serving a loving, merciful, and forgiving God that has showered us with his grace. Psalm 133 and 4 says, if you, O Lord, keep a record of sins, O Lord, who can stand? But with you, there is forgiveness. I encourage us to be instrument of God's grace towards people who has let us down. We need to be an instrument of the peace of Christ, who taught us to pray to forgive others as he has forgiven us. May Almighty Father grant us the courage to forgive others and give us his peace. Amen.